Well, it's time now for Resistance Radio, and today we'll remember those who were in resistance almost a century ago in 1927. Miners were killed in the Columbine Mine Massacre of 1927. That is an area between Erie and Lafayette. Yesterday at the Lafayette Cemetery, there was a remembrance of them, and in the tradition of the Wobblies, of course, the industrial workers of the world, it included singing.
When the union's inspiration through the workers' blood shall run, there can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. Yet what force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one? But the union makes us strong.
Sing it out, please.
Solidarity forever.
Tomorrow is Labor Day. For some of us, that might mean the end of summer. For others, a long weekend or a sale at your favorite store. That makes today the perfect day to remember. Remember not only this crucial part of our local history, but the remarkable men and women who fought to preserve that history. We must remember that the freedoms that we enjoy today as American workers were hard won, and many people paid for those freedoms with their very lives. Today, I'd like to tell you about six of those people, all of them local coal miners. The year was 1927. Mount Rushmore was under construction. Charles Lindbergh was a worldwide hero, and the landscape of Boulder County was dominated by coal mining. That year, there were 25 coal mines operating in Boulder and Weld counties. Coal mining was rough, tough work. The coal seams in Lafayette lay over 200 feet underground. The coal seams could be anywhere from 14 feet high to 2 feet. Miners could spend all day picking coal on their backs. The work was not merely backbreaking, it was dangerous. The mortality rate for coal mining in the 1920s was beyond belief. A coal miner could be killed by rock falling from the ceiling, an explosion of methane gas, a kick from an angry mule, drowning, electrocution, a misfired blasting cap, a runaway mine cart. In 1917, at the Hastings Mine in southern Colorado, 121 men were killed in a single explosion. To make matters even worse, coal miners worked in a system that denied them any measure of freedom or dignity. Miners were only paid for the work of actually mining the coal. Everything else, digging the tunnel, laying a track for the cart, and putting up support beams, was called dead work. And dead work was unpaid work. And this pushed miners to accept unsafe working conditions. Miners were also paid per ton of coal. Mine companies would buy carts that held 4 tons and tell the miners it only held 2 tons. Miners were paid by the long ton, about 2,200 pounds, but the mine companies sold coal by the short ton, 2,000 pounds. The Czech weighmen who weighed each coal cart worked for the mine company and were there to underweigh the carts. Miners were not allowed to hire their own weighmen. If a coal miner suffered an accident or died, there was always a company doctor on hand to assign all the blame for the accident on the miner. Worst of all, a miner could not even protest these working conditions without facing harsh reprisal. In Colorado, anti-free speech laws were used to put protesters and picketers in jail. These were the conditions for miners when they went on strike in the fall of 1927.
Solidarity forever, for the union makes us strong.
Voices from Lafayette Cemetery yesterday, remembering the miners who were killed in the Columbine Mine Massacre of 1927 and the reality for many workers in previous decades. And we heard speaking there Nick Bernhardt, who has written a book about the events of 1927 for young adults, as well as a musical on that history. And we'll put photographs from yesterday's event online at news.kgnu.org.